If then such is the value of the soul, for what earthly good shall a man exchange and lose it? Saint Philip Neri with reason could say that he who does not attend to the salvation of his soul is a fool. Were there on this earth two classes of men, one mortal and the other immortal, and were the former to see the latter seeking after the things of this world, its honors, goods, and amusements, they should certainly exclaim, "O fools that you are! You have it in your power to acquire eternal riches, and do you fix your thoughts on those miserable and transitory things? Will you, for these, condemn yourselves to an eternity of torments in the next life? Leave us, for whom all shall end at death, to seek after these earthly goods. But no, we are all immortal. How then does it happen that so many lose their souls for the miserable pleasures of this life? How does it come to pass, says Salvian, that Christians believe in judgment, hell, and eternity, and still live as if they feared them not? Affections and prayers. Ah, my God, how have I spent so many years which thou hast given me in order to secure my eternal salvation. Thou, my Redeemer, hast purchased my soul with thy blood and hast consigned it to me that I might attend to its salvation. And I have labored only for its perdition by offending thee who hast loved me so tenderly. I thank thee for giving me time to be able to repair the great loss which I have suffered. I have lost my soul and thy grace. Lord, I am sorry with my whole heart for my past offenses, and I resolve henceforth to lose everything, even my life, rather than forfeit thy friendship. I love thee above all things, and I resolve always to love thee, my sovereign good, who art worthy of infinite love. Assist me, my Jesus, that this purpose may not be like my past resolutions, to which I have been always unfaithful. Take me out of life rather than suffer me ever again to offend thee, or ever to cease to love thee. O Mary, my hope after Jesus, save me by obtaining for me holy perseverance.